On today's Q&A episode, let's talk money. Exactly how much should you have saved up before you can start your own agency? We do our best to answer this question. Plus, it got us asking ourselves, what in the world are we spending all of our money on these days in our own businesses? So as a bonus, we break down our own finances a bit more to round out the show. It all starts right now on this episode of Freelance to Founder. Here we go. I'm Preston.
And I'm Clay, and this is Freelance to Founder.
You're listening to a Q&A episode where listeners like you from around the world write in to ask us questions about freelancing or building an agency.
We've each built multiple six or seven figure businesses.
On this show, we're changing the lives of everyday freelancers just like you.
Discovering this podcast a few months ago really like changed the trajectory of my journey.
Really, really valuable stuff. I've made a ton of notes and I plan to put this stuff into action immediately.
Discovering that I'm a founder instead of a freelancer has been amazing for me.
If you're ready to push past hourly rates and build a business that sets you free, then you've got to join us.
Just submit your question at freelance2founder.com/ask and we'll do our best to answer it. And we'll be right back with today's question right after this. You know, working from home is mostly great, but there are some days when I realize I haven't left my house or even my chair like all day. Have you been there? Getting outside to exercise or making a trip to the gym are just harder now that my office is just a flight of stairs away. If you're stuck in the same rut as me, then you should try Hydro. That's Hydrow. With the Hydro Rower and 20 minutes a day, getting a full body workout is so much easier. Hydro can work up to 86% of your muscles in just 20 minutes for an insane effective home workout. That's because Hydro pairs the effectiveness of rowing with the power of technology to connect you with over 5,000 video trainings, classes, and workouts. And get ready to get out from behind your home desk, because after a few months of daily rowing with Hydro, your partner's going to want to take you out for a night on the town to show you off. This spring, join the growing rowing community at Hydro. Head over to Hydro.com and use code freelance to save up to $400 off your Hydro. That's Hydrow.com and promo code freelance to save $400. Hydro.com, promo code freelance, or just click the link in our show description. Have you ever noticed that many of the problems people call in with on this show can be solved by hiring someone? Sometimes you need a full-fledged team, other times maybe just a simple assistant or an expert in something you're not great at. Whatever your reason for hiring, we recommend you take a look at LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn isn't just another job board. As you may know already, LinkedIn has a vast network of more than a billion professionals, which makes it the best place to hire. It gives you access to professionals you can't find anywhere else. And LinkedIn Jobs makes the process of finding the perfect teammate easy and intuitive. Hiring is always easy when you have access to so many quality candidates. So easy, in fact, that 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours when using LinkedIn Jobs. I've used it myself, and it was so simple. In fact, I've made multiple hires using LinkedIn Jobs. And did I mention, by the way, it's free to business owners like me and you. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/freelance. That's linkedin.com/freelance to post your job for free, or click the link in our show description. Terms and conditions apply. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Freelance to Founder. This is a special Tuesday Q&A episode. My name is Preston Lee with Millow.co. And of course, joining me on the air is my friend Clay Mosley from GetDripify.com. Hey, Clay.
What's going on?
We were just talking about some cool new stuff happening in your business. You're planning a retreat for some of your clients. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, it's the first one. So the first one's always the nerve-wracking one because we've never actually planned it before. So, but we're making a very VIP experience. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, I love the creativity, originality. Like, you don't hear, at least I haven't heard very often you're kind of in this phase right now where you're like saying, like, you know, people don't need marketing agencies, and I tend to agree with you on a lot of the points that you've made about that lately. And you think about like your relationship with a marketing agency, that is, there is not, unless you're, you know, paying someone like millions of dollars a year, they're not going to take you on a cool retreat like this. Just like being together, spending time together. Like, this is not something that an agency would typically do, but you really care about like your client relations, your client experience. Mm-hmm. And so I guess, yeah, maybe to clarify, like what the motivation is.
Yeah. So clarification, this is more of a retention play for us. Like, yeah. So it is mostly, in fact, not mostly, I think almost every single person's going to go is a client of ours on some level. So yeah, the play is retention. Yeah. Just like what you said, I think at most, an agency might throw like a client appreciation event, yeah. Like, but local, but when I say event, I mean, it's like probably like a dinner.
Yeah.
But this is going to be like a full on 2-day, full on like Austin experience is what I describe it.
Well, and not only from what you told me, like not only the cool, like experiencing Austin and a little bit of sort of travel and experience there, but because everyone's flying in from wherever they're at into Austin, but also mm-hmm. you're going to do some real like value driven days of learning together, exploring things together. And so like, it's not just like a vacation. It's not just a perk. It's also a value add for their business.
Oh yeah. Value add. 2 days of full on learning. But also we're going to just get very comfortable. It's a very intimate setting. We booked this like really badass Airbnb. It's like a 3-story Italian villa.
That's cool.
And it's not going to be like your typical, what you see, like, you know, you see some masterminds where they book like a conference room at a hotel, you know,
yeah.
I'm like, that's super boring. We're not going to do that. No, we got a badass 3-story Italian villa that's on the river in downtown Austin, and we're going to be sitting on couches and comfy chairs and learning at the same time. And we got one that's got a pool, so we'll take some pool breaks, you know. So
yeah, there you go.
It's everything that I would want out of an event.
I love it, man. I love the creative thinking around how you can really take good care of your clients on a really personal level. We've talked, you know, in the past about like what kind of gifts do you get your clients and things like that. But I think this takes it to a new level. So super cool. Good luck with it. We'll have to catch up we're still a few months away, but once it happens, we'll have to catch up on the podcast again and hear how it goes.
Oh, for sure. I'll tell you all about it.
Sounds good. Let's jump into a question. I mean to say, jump into a question today. So today's question is from, I got to pull it up here. Is from Norm. Norm says, how much does it cost to start a creative agency and what does it entail? So I think we'll skip the what does it entail part because that's like the premise of our whole show. Like, go back and listen to 200 episodes or whatever we're on. But one thing we maybe haven't talked a lot about is like, you know, financially, if I'm going to go from freelancing to starting an agency, or if I'm just going to go jump straight in, like quit my job, start an agency, what kinds of costs should I expect, right? Like, am I in this, you know, $20,000 or am I in it $200 or something in the middle? And where does that question, what does it make you think of, Clay? So how much does it cost to start an agency?
As far as how much it costs to start one is almost next to nothing, in my opinion. To grow one is a different story.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it depends on how you define start, right? Like, when have you considered it started?
I mean, like, okay, I just go back to, like, whenever I started as a freelancer, I think the only costs that I had, let me think about this, was the cost. So I started as a web developer freelancer. My costs were mostly tech. Right.
Yeah.
And it was very minimal. It was laptop. Web hosting.
Yeah.
Right. I already own the laptop. Okay, right. Because almost every single person on this earth has a computer already. So I don't count that, in my opinion. And I don't know. That's just me. So it's web hosting that I would have to pay for. And then I paid for like the Adobe Creative Suite, like Photoshop and Illustrator.
Yep.
That's it. I think that's literally all I needed at the beginning.
Yeah. I think for me, it depends on where you draw the line of like, I'm freelancing versus I've started an agency, right? Because I think to start like as a sole proprietor, yeah, the cost is very, very low. And it's sort of like, you know, why are you even bothering asking the question? Just go do it, right? It's going to be maybe a couple hundred bucks in hosting or other software. You know, hopefully you already have a laptop of some kind or a computer of some kind. But really so much can be done just kind of for free. But if you're starting an agency, to me that represents there's maybe a few more costs. Like you know, we've talked on the show about like you can start an agency just by saying you're an agency. But I think if we talk really logistically, like if you really looked at the business and you said this is an agency, like there are some other costs. Like for me, I think about the cost of you know, transitioning to an LLC, which is minimal, but depending on where you live can be, you know, up to $100 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting official in terms of your LLC and your company structure, maybe like some software to manage your payroll. Cause once you're an LLC, you pay yourself on payroll, even if you're the only employee still. So there's maybe some costs. Well,
it's just like bookkeeping too, you know? It's just
But really even all that stuff, like you're talking less than $1,000, and that's even, I mean, that's with a huge buffer in there. Like
I think that sounds pretty bloated in my opinion. Like, it almost makes me wonder what the hell do I spend money on right now? Like we're talking, you know what I mean? Like, cause I mean, it's not like I got a huge team right now, like I used to before. So I'm just like, where's all my money going to? I mean, I know exactly where all my money is going to, but
I'd be curious to hear what your gut says. Cause I could check my books. For me, every time I've checked my books, it's like, oh, software, like all of a sudden to host an email list of, you know, 30 to 100,000 people. Okay. That's going to cost me a couple thousand dollars a month or whatever. Or like that's obviously subcontractors is where a lot of my money's going as well. And then like hosting, really quality hosting for stuff, but yeah,
I can tell you exactly where my money
goes. Where's yours going?
So context right now, it's just as far as full-time employees, like with actual salaries, it's me, my wife, my daughter. That's it.
Yeah.
And my daughter's two.
All right.
So just context there, but she gets paid a salary. And then I have some freelancers, you know, but like freelancers cost me $500 a month.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I won't talk about payroll, but there's salaries. Okay. And then technology, so software that I pay for looks like it averages to $1,600 a month.
Oh, that's not bad, actually.
Yeah.
I don't have mine right in front of me, but at last check, I would say mine was probably just over 2,000. Now that might be a little high, but we're kind of in the same ballpark there.
Yeah. The cool thing is with software, like I'm curious to see if this is true for you, because for me, this is about where it stops and it can scale. Like it doesn't matter how much my business grows. This is about how much my software is going to cost me.
It's a little bit different for me because I run a very audience heavy business, meaning like where your business relies on maybe dozens or you know, clients. My business relies on like, you know, thousands of podcast listeners or hundreds of thousands of blog readers or email subscribers. And so some of those things, like as you get more email subscribers, you know, MailChimp is going to charge you more to send more emails to more people. And the more downloads we get on the podcast, we got to pay for more hosting and stuff like that. But, you know, I would say for the most part, like it's at least predictable, right, as we grow. So
yeah. Continuing down this list, so software for me is $1,600. I pay also for coaching, business coaching, so that's like $2,000 a month. And then there's advertising dollars, which is a couple grand. I don't spend a whole lot in advertising. And then there's just like general overhead, which is like rent, insurance, office supplies, things like that. That's a couple grand a month. That's what I spend.
Yeah.
But the rest of it's payroll.
Yeah, I love what you said though, like breaking that down, because a lot of those things are not things that you need when you first get started, right? Like even depending on if you've got, you know, a remote team or whatever, like I don't pay to lease a building, right? I just work out of my basement office. Yeah. And then my team is all completely remote. And so, yeah, I mean, I actually love seeing the breakdown now, how far along we are in our businesses, but understanding that it's all fluid. Like you can take it or leave it. You know what I mean? Depending on how you want to build your agency.
Yeah. I'm just looking at like some of this software, for example, like $1,600 a month. A lot of people listening might be like, man, that's like a lot of money in software. I mean, it is. But I'm looking through it and I'm just highlighting what I actually need to function, right? As a business. And that number is, let's see. Is about $900.
And then the other stuff is like sort of nice to have.
Yeah, it's very nice to have. It makes my business run just that much more efficiently.
Yeah.
And or it might save me some time here and there, right? So it's worth it for me to invest that extra in software that will do that. But from a functionality, like if I didn't have that $900 worth of software, my business would not run properly.
Right. Yeah, there are some things that are sort of mission critical and then some that are just nice to have. Mm-hmm. What I love about what we're doing right now is like, I think every agency owner should do this. And I know you do this just because I've watched your team sort of ebb and flow in size. And I've watched your expenses ebb and flow, like as we've just talked about how we do business and things like that. And the same on my end, like all the time I'm going like, huh, is this? You know, I try not to do this as often with personnel, with people, with team members, because there's sort of a morale issue and I don't know, just like there's a human element to it, right? But I am constantly going like, huh, of these four people that I'm paying or six people that I'm paying every month, you know, where are we seeing the biggest returns? And should we really be investing more in this thing and hire another person in this thing and maybe not pay this contractor over here instead? And like, I think the moral of the story for me is like, whether it's software or whether it's people or whether it's whatever, your office space, which I know you've recently switched a few different times, like constantly reexamining that and going, is this the best way to grow my agency? Is this the best way to grow my company? Otherwise, you end up with all of these like costs that you really don't need. And and you end up where you and I are at, which is like saying, what am I spending my money on, right? Except in a way worst case scenario of like I'm losing money or I'm going out of business because I'm not paying attention to where my money's going.
Yeah. It's very easy to forget about things unless you look at it.
Yeah. Do you – okay, so tangent question. Do you do your own categorizing and bookkeeping to stay on top of that, or do you have someone do that for you and then you just review the documents?
I have my own, I do my own forecasting.
Okay.
So that includes like my expenses, right? The things like that when I say expense, like things I am getting charged on a recurring monthly basis.
Yeah.
So I have it all categorized in a spreadsheet. It's like everything from technology to overhead to marketing, whatever. So I do my own like forecasting. And that includes revenue.
Yeah.
But I have a CPA who does all the bookkeeping and tax planning and all that stuff.
Yeah. So you're really doing forecasting and budgeting, which is what you should be doing as the CEO of your company, right? And and the CFO and whatever. But because there was a moment in my business where, and I felt like I had the best handle on what I was spending where in this portion of my business when I would manually go in and like categorize every expense, right? And every month it gave me an excuse to say like, oh, I'm still paying $25 a month to whatever, whatever. And so now I have to be like more vigilant now that I don't do that. I have to go back and like every quarter at least check my expenses and say like, oh yeah, we don't use that anymore. We need to unsubscribe from that or whatever.
Yeah. Now that Alex, my wife, is on the team, she handles all that now. Oh, she's nice. She literally goes through the credit card statements and she, you know, she looks to see like, what is this? What is this?
Yeah.
And you know what gets you, like what bites you in the ass is those things that you pay for an annual because you got like a 40% discount. And you forget about it. And you forget to cancel it. And then, dang, a year later, like, what is this, like, $400 charge that I don't use?
That's why
when you do a review, you do last 12 months.
Yeah, good point. That's such a good point. All right. Well, we've gone a few different directions here, Norm, but hopefully that's helpful for you in terms of getting an idea of what it might cost to run a small business or an agency like Clay and I are running or have run in the past. The truth of the matter is you can get started for pretty cheap. That's the beauty of a service-based business. That's why we condone freelancing and building an agency as a way to start a business, because there's not a ton. You don't need a ton of inventory. You don't need a ton of office space. You don't need a big warehouse. You don't need tons and tons of employees. You can get started for pretty cheap. So hopefully that's helpful to you, Norm. If you'd like to submit a question, we'd love to hear from you. You can visit freelance2founder.com/ask, where you can submit a question and we will do our best to answer it on the air. I have been Preston with Millo.co and of course Clay Mosley from getdripify.com. Thanks, Clay. I appreciate it. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
See ya. Thanks for listening to this episode of Freelance to Founder, a collaboration between Millo, Dripify, and the Pogglomerate.
You can find links to my business, Millo, Clay's business, Dripify, and of course our podcasting partner, the Pogglomerate, all in the description of this episode.
Remember to call in for your own episode at freelancetofounder.com.
A very special thank you to the members of the Millo and Pogglomerate teams who work behind the scenes to make this production possible.
To stream past episodes, visit freelancetofounder.com or search Freelance to Founder wherever you get your podcasts. And that's it for now. Until next time, see ya.
We will see you guys on the next episode of Freelance to Founder.